I believe that those things would make me happy, and I couldn't have been more wrong. Not only was I wrong about how having all of those things would feel, but I was also completely wrong about how you attain all of those things. This book wasn't written to tell you not to become sexy and rich. I'm honestly a fan of both. But I'm going to tell you what nobody told me about those goals. I'm going to tell you the life-changing revelations that I've had over the last 10 years that have made me reconsider everything I thought I knew. And most importantly, I'm going to tell you everything that would ultimately matter more once I achieved all of the above. If I don't tell you these things now, there's an incredibly high chance you'll either never get there, or you'll end up somewhere else thinking you're there and with a series of mental health problems. At least that's what the science says. I was a victim. A victim of today's media narratives, social media fallacies, and societal conventions. Conventions that, if followed, risk leading us down a dangerously miserable and unfulfilling path. I know that people aren't telling you this stuff because many of them don't have an incentive to do so. They certainly didn't tell me when I needed to hear it the most. This is a book that aims to suck all of the bullshit social brainwashing out of your mind and replace it with a practical, scientifically proven set of unconventional ideas that I believe will help you find the fulfillment, love, and success that we are all undoubtedly craving and searching for. This is everything I wish someone had told me when I'd started my journey, in an easy-to-understand, bullshit and jargon-free way. Let me just say, I didn't want to write a fucking book. What a waste of time, I thought. I intentionally swerved the publisher and the book agent, sorry Adrian, for the best part of 2 years. The social media obsessed, attentionless millennial in me, who no longer values depth and had no patience, would rather have just tweeted or posted an Instagram story to explain my thoughts and absorb the instant likes, retweets, and comments, rather than spend years of my life pouring my heart into something so meaningful. And that is exactly why I had to write this book. I'm writing it as a desperate plea to you, our attentionless, pleasure-seeking, lost, instant gratification-led, mental health-struggling generation who are obsessed with money, changing the world, being considered sexy, and being happy, just so you can tell your followers that you did. Just so you can be your own boss and have it all. Yesterday. We are a generation that has more information than any other in human history, but are seemingly further from the right answers than any that have come before. A generation that I genuinely believe are going to be fucked if someone or something doesn't aggressively intervene. I apologize in advance for every instance in this book where I offend you. That wasn't my intention. But some of the things I believe, and how I say them, aren't always politically correct. There are no ghostwriters, no one telling me what I can and can't say, just my honest, uncomfortable truths. Consider this my intervention. By the way, when I talk about happiness in this book, I'm not referring to a mood. I'm talking about happiness in the context of what the word means in society today, an internal feeling of fulfillment. When people ask, are you happy in life? They don't want to know if you're in a good mood. They mean, are you fulfilled? In that context, happiness or the lack thereof are both extended states. They're not fleeting moods. I can be angry, which is a mood, at someone, but happy, fulfilled, at the same time. A mood lives on the surface. Happiness lives deeper inside. Our society has told us an appalling amount of lies about how you achieve happiness and what it is. This book endeavors to dismantle the most popular unaddressed lies that most of us, including 18-year-old me, chose to believe and redefine the truth. And when I say sexy, I don't mean sexually attractive. That's the wrong book. Here, I'm using the term sexy as a culturally common phrase to speak to the underlying reason why we all want to be sexy. Love. The pursuit of love, the pursuit of becoming lovable, the desire to form romantic relationships, and the value that a partner can have on our lives. And when I say millionaire, I don't just mean having £1 million, I mean success. Again, in our culture, for some reason, probably because of books with titles like this one, becoming a millionaire is seen as a cultural benchmark and measure of success. We've glorified the pursuit. We have shows provocatively titled Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? When I say millionaire, I don't mean the attainment of £1 million or dollars, I mean success. Success is a subjective concept based on what you aim for and determined by what matters to you. This book is about fulfillment, it's about love, and it's about success. Chapter 1. Don't antagonize the spanker. I ran out of the exit doors of my primary school, looking across the playground through the crowds of shuffling parents. And there she was, stood at the school gates, my 35-year-old mother, with a satisfied smirk sprawled across her face, waiting for me wearing nothing more than her underwear. Fuck.